that you literally have $550,000, just shy of $550,000 of shock losses that actually will be eliminated from your claims calculation. That's why you go from 139 to 112% loss ratio. But hopefully we can have a couple more good months as we continue on, the better for us. It is very likely, and HR is going to love this again, but we may, as we have in past years, waited to ask them to run the renewal, because if you remember, the most current 12 months are weighted the most heavily when they do their renewal, and then they take the prior 12 months. We'd like some of these tough claims months to be in the prior year calculation as opposed to the current year calculation. So it'll probably be my recommendation the next time I come before you to drag our feet a little bit as far as renewal time.
Did we renew with a not to exceed percentage for the next year, or was that this year was it?
Right. Yeah. Unfortunately, we had a lot of this stuff going on at that time. Obviously, we'll have to see what the claims look like as we go forward. That's be something that we can try to get again, but as we sit right now, that does not exist. So I guess the synopsis would be that obviously we're showing some significant claims. However, a couple of our top claimants are not with us anymore, and therefore we may, hopefully, see the next few months, this may moderate. But from a budgetary standpoint, definitely something that you guys need to be cognizant of.
You mentioned the new drugs out there that are quite expensive and everything. Do we not have the tier-like program, like if a new one that comes out to where that I, the customer, have to pay a larger percentage on it then?
We do, but the reality is some of those drugs, again, are like $250,000, right? So, even if we make somebody pay $75 a month instead of 10, it doesn't make a material difference on the actual, what's totally charged through to the plan. Actually, there's a lot of things in place. I mean, programs where you have to take less expensive drugs first to try them to see if they'll work for your condition before you're allowed to take, one of the other drugs, and so there's lots of different safeguards and things in place. But sometimes, if a drug's under patent, which means there's not a generic, and it's the newest, latest, and greatest, and if it really works, whereas other things don't, then that's what the patient ends up taking, which is a good thing, but very expensive.
Yeah, and this is where the opioids began, is the distributors convincing your medical profession how good it was, but not them. So I feel that...
But these new pills he's talking about might be cancer treatments. I mean,
well, there's a cystic fibrosis. It's a disease that makes basically your organs produce too much mucus. And you normally see it manifested in the lungs, but it's actually all your organs. And there's two amino acids that are flipped on your DNA that causes that disease. This just fascinates me. They found a drug that will flip them back. That's good news. But the problem is, if you stop taking the drug, they go right back to where they were. And so it's literally a drug that's out there on the marketplace, but it's $250,000 a year. But it gives people relief that have a horrible disease. So it's just, and hopefully you've seen the news where Trump is supposedly after the drug companies. I hope he's successful. I don't know what he's going to do, but we'll see what happens. The final thing that I put in your packet is just back to the discussion that we've been having in regard to the retirees, where Cox Health Plans has agreed to what the commission asked for, but they did give some, basically specifics on how to run the plan, what they would agree to, who's in charge of administering it, all those type of things. Were there any questions or comments in regard to that program? And I believe Cox is basically believes that that's what we've done. I know you voted to ask about it. I don't know if there's another that you need to do anything further or whether that's just the new policy of the county.
We have not agreed to do this.
I believe this is what we had that we, on the medical insurance, that what we had voted on, to my memory. My understanding they'll do it. And, the employees that will handle this have went over this, and they've agreed and know what their job is in it, being a human aid.
Yes.
And so I think everyone has understood, correct?
Okay. All right. Well, I just wanted to bring that in front of the commission to make sure there wasn't any loose ends to tie up, but if you guys are comfortable, then... It appears that Cox is willing to allow for retirees under the special conditions of years of service and so on and so forth that you guys put out.
Mrs. Muller, do you have any questions that you would want to ask?
I don't know. I did reach out to Cox on one thing and worth getting back to me on it, on the two individuals that were put in there.
I thought that was in an email that they had those scheduled. We're going to transfer them.
They specifically named them because you know so that we it is unusual to be able to backtrack, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. And so, but that was the request, and they honored it. So they named the two individuals, said that they would be put in. But as to Don's question, I don't know for sure if there's any paperwork or not. This is kind of new trail we're blazing here, so I think it's a good question.
Sure, that's
right.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. And the good thing about it is there's no difference in the cost at all, the 2% and everything.
Great. Well, I will be back at the end of the next quarter. And then we'd be talking renewal terms and discussions and whatnot, but at least hopefully we'll continue to track in the right direction, and hopefully that's what I'll be able to bring.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Transfer station and maintenance building project, change order number one, number 18-067, Roden Bridge.
I have letter dated May 9th, 2018 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and that it's a transfer station and maintenance building change order number one, file number 18067, Roden Bridge. He's reviewed the transfer station and maintenance building change order number one regarding to request for change orders 1, 2, 3, 4, and 6 for Taney County. Approves change order number one as to form.
What is it?
Removes aluminum lettering.
Oh, I see.
Oh, what do you want?
Yeah, we can go through it. The total change order, Travis Hire with HDR, by the way, it's a decrease of 29,300 We took out some lettering that was in the contract. Took out the plumbing. The county's doing the plumbing themselves. Changed a couple of the overhead doors from a coiling door to a sectional door. And took out some concrete aprons. So just some removal of a few items so the contract went down.
And it went down
$29,300. There were none of these are actually increased cost items.
Right. I just wanted it to be said out loud that it was decrease. That was my move to approve the change order number one for transfer station and maintenance building project.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Task order number two, number 18068, Road and Bridge.
I have a letter dated May 9, 2018 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, in reference to the tax order number two, HDR Engineering Incorporated. Attorney approves the agreement to form. And there's an agreement that the county intends to complete the work with the county workforce members?
Yes.
You want to tell us about that?
It's going to be for the Dale Avenue realignment. We have to submit a letter to the Corps, get their approval, a set of engineered plans, get their approval to be able to go on their land to do what we need to do to get it out of the flood zone.
We're raising that.
Correct. And realigning it to meet the curvature better. Right now it's got a pretty sharp corner and it's real low. We're going to be moving up the hill approximately 40 feet from that area, and it will go to a lot higher.
I'm trying to remember, is it the Corps stand that if we remove the dirt, we have to put it back?
And we do have, me and Travis have got together on that, enough quantity, we believe, that we can remove from the old road right there and still keep the ramp approach to equal out to what they want.
Great.
Do we have everything else worked out as far as where the alignment's going to go? Or is that still kind of...
That's still in the process. The gentleman was down in Florida at the time, and I want you to check back with him to see if he's back.
Move to approve task order number two, labeled as number 18-068RB.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Notice of renewal for gasoline and diesel fuel, number 18064, Road and Bridge. I have a letter dated May 9, 2018 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, on the notice of renewal gasoline and diesel fuel Empire Energy LLC. He's reviewed the notice and with respect to the agreement for gasoline and diesel by and between Empire Energy LLC and Taney County and approves the notice of renewal as to form.
Move to approve the notice of renewal by and between Empire Energy LLC and Taney County.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. University of Missouri update.